This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz. Want a leg up on the competition? The Disciplined Investor's special stock picks have been averaging 10% per week during the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge. Each day, this podcast will present ideas and special guest interviews that you can use to help you win the $1 million grand prize. Make sure to subscribe and then listen every day for hot picks designed specifically for this contest.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. And again, during the next 5 weeks, we are going to have a special edition where we're focusing in primarily on the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge and how to win. There's $10,000 at stake per week, and there's $1 million in the end. And today we also have a special guest with us, Evan Scherer, and he is from the Midwest, and he is actually in the top right now, and I think he's number four as we stand with about $2.8 million approximately in his portfolio as of this podcast. So let's start first with a quick hello to Evan. How are you there, Evan?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Great. Listen, hey, congratulations on your placement in the top 10, if not the top five. Amazing. How long have you actually been in the top positions?
I've been in and out for about the past 3 weeks. Tried to sit in top 10 and bounced back to 18, 21, but in that top 25 for the last 3 weeks.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about, let me clean up some of the positions that we recommended yesterday and then get into maybe some recommendations on what we're going to do in the future. Also, how you actually got to this position with so much money. Well, yesterday we recommended Seagate, and we looked at some of the technicals on it and saying that it was a bit of a risky play because the hard drive industry has really been out of favor due to the fact that there's not a lot of sales. We see that in Dell. We see some concern in IBM. And on top of it, the fact of the matter is that there is a fundamental change in how hardware is going to be presented. We're really going to be going to a single solid state rather than a softer type of hard disk. And Seagate obviously makes most of their money in that. So Seagate, we went in with a small position yesterday. It is down on earnings about $1.25 today. So we're going to take a loss on that. Listen, you got to sometimes lose in order to win. And Bank of New York came out with earnings. They beat earnings, and they actually had a positive outlook. But Bank of New York is only up about 4 cents, so that doesn't offset the losses on Seagate. But nonetheless, the fact is that we're ever moving towards, hopefully, some big money, and each and every day we're going to come with some idea of what's going to be really beneficial moving forward. From everything that I've seen today, it seems that we're going to look at a company called IGT for the buy prior to the close of the market today. International Game Technology is in a sector that is obviously the casino gaming area, and that has seen a lot of concern probably for over the last 2 or 3 months with the slowdown and some of the regulation issues in Asia. IGT primarily is in the slot machine area. They do both the traditional type of slot machines, as well as the electronic bingos and some of those fish games and some of the things that are the penny and the nickel games that are very popular on many of the Indian reservations. What I like about IGT and why I'm going to recommend putting just a whole heap of money into it is that if you look at the charts and you look at the technicals, IGT has seen a move from 47 back in February down to about 39, 40 right now. In addition to that, it is below its 200 and its 50-day moving average. And if you overlay what we call a Fibonacci retracement, we're seeing that it has been working a channel between 38 and 41. It's been consolidating in that area. It seems that unless we see a horrendous earnings, which I do not envision due to the fact that they recently had an acquisition that should be accretive, this acquisition is in a company that deals with table games, which they don't have. And I think that what we're going to see is if the earnings even come out reasonably well due to the fact that there's been some disappointment over the last few months, we could see this move back up to the $44 range. So for my portfolio, I have invested actually close to 50,000 shares and buying in for 50,000 shares for tomorrow's earnings announcements that will be pre-market on Thursday morning. So IGT is the symbol, International Game Technology, trade on the New York Stock Exchange, and that is our pick for tomorrow. And in fact, we are selling Seagate and Bank of New York prior to the close today. We're going to just tell you how, in fact, you can sign up for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge and tell you some other information you need to know. And when we come back in 30 seconds, we're going to hear all about how, in fact, Evan has done it to get into the top five position, actually in the fourth position for the market challenge with over $2.8 million. Stick around. We'll be right back on the Disciplined Investor Podcast.
What would you do with $1 million? Want to learn how to trade like a pro? The CNBC Million Dollar Challenge is on. Get registered. It's free. Links can be found at thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog. Register, then listen in for stock tips each day on this podcast. The Disciplined Investor, your place for all things financial.
All right, welcome back to the Disciplined Investor Podcast, the special edition where we're talking about the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge. And just in case I said Bank of America and there's some confusion about what we said, Bank of New York is the pick that we had yesterday. Bank of New York, we did buy about 10,000 shares I recommended yesterday, and we are selling it today because it just hasn't done anything with earnings. But we are back right now with a special guest that is in the top position of the challenge. His name is Evan Scherer. And Evan, tell us a little bit about your strategy and how you got to this, you know, a massive amount of money in the contest.
Sure. You know, my strategy is go all in with one stock per day. You know, I looked at last year and I saw that in an 8-week presentation, they went from $1 million to $5 million in 8 weeks. And really, the only way you're going to do that is really just banking on one stock or one strategy. It's not a diversified portfolio. And for that reason, you know, people keep talking about the fact that this isn't like real investing. And yeah, it's not like real investing because, if you know, I would never advise somebody to put 100% of their money into one stock. But this is the game, and that's where we go.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thing. It is a game. It's a contest. It's, you know, yesterday I talked about the fact that the difference between eating a hot dog and entering a hot dog eating contest. And, you know, that's kind of what's going on here, isn't it?
Very much so.
So why do you think these celebrities, they have all these celebrities on there and they have these usually diversified portfolios? What's the point of that?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's good because I know that the purpose is to raise money for charities, and you know they want to get more marketing out of, you know, using celebrities. And you know, you have all the different shows providing advice to the celebrities, so they may be thinking from a liability perspective that it's difficult to have these people going all in with one thing, because then you're going to see a lot of individual investors doing that.
Right.
And that would be my perception from a liability perspective.
Let me ask you, so what do you do? What do you do on a daily basis for this? How do you gear up? How do you find? I mean, I think part of the problem is maybe, you know, finding what you want that one stock to be. What process do you use? Where do you go? What sites do you use? What research materials do you use? I think people will be interested in that.
Yeah. I mean, I believe everything, you know, any type of investing, whether it's this game or something else, you need a catalyst. So in terms of my catalyst, it's completely earnings. All my picks are earnings-based, either earnings that are being released after market or before market the next day. I know there's a lot of other people in the contest who are doing the exact same thing. So basically what I do is I compile a list. Really, I use Yahoo. For the most part, it's been very good in terms of creating a list of companies whose earnings are being released. Then I start doing some due diligence on the companies. I take a look at where the analysts have the company priced. Normally, I'm not looking at companies who have a ton of analysts because I find those companies harder to move towards the upside.
Right, because if there's too much coverage on a stock and the stock's too well known, yeah, it's not going to move too much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess here Yahoo is a perfect example. A lot of people looking at it, they come up on the downside, they get crushed.
Right.
And I both know if they come up positive on the upside, yeah, it would have gone up, but I don't perceive that it would have gone up 10%.
Well, I think also the inefficiency of having too many, or actually the efficiency of having so many shares outstanding doesn't help. If you find a stock that maybe, well, for example, let's hear about some of the ones that you really, you obviously made some money on a few stocks. You must have made a ton of money. What was, what were those characteristics?
Sure. You know, a lot of them, Joseph A. Bank, Chico's, you know, some of those, basically what I found were retailers were doing really well. They weren't being watched carefully. The inefficiency was that the macro perspective was that the environment was that the individual just wasn't spending money. But you go to the mall and you see tons of people spending money every day. So the retailer was spending even though the market felt that they wouldn't be. So I kind of thought, geez, let's go with the retailers. You've seen big pops, even in cases where maybe they've missed by a penny. You've still seen the companies make 5%.
So. Right. So this is like a contrarian play where you're finding that most of the analysts and the news is saying one thing, but in fact, it's almost like back in 2000 in the markets, everybody thought it was just going up forever. When in fact, when it started going down, it collapsed. And the same thing with the real estate markets. You know, what happens is when we see a contrarian situation where everybody's leaning very hard in one direction, if in fact it starts sneaking up on you in the other direction, if you start seeing beneficial earnings and earnings that really are maybe a surprise to the upside, what you're going to find is that the stocks are going to have a boomerang effect.
Right. Now, I mean, for example, today, I didn't even make the pick today, but symbol CHB, which is Champion, you know, home builder, I mean, they're up 7.5%. I wouldn't have touched that with a 50-foot pole because it's in the, you know, because it's dealing with the home. But, you know, hey, I can be, you know, I mean, we all have our good days and we all have our bad days.
So, right. So if we can, what are you going to be picking for tomorrow?
You know, I've narrowed it down. Still haven't come up with my official pick. But things that I've looked at, Options Express, OXPS, but, you know, a problem there, nothing's ever going to be 100%.
Sure.
You know, a problem there is that, you know, Ameritrade came out with numbers and they weren't good.
Right.
Symbol LOGI, Logitech.
Now that's interesting because Logitech was one of the ones I looked at as well. And in fact, I think Logitech is something that can do very well. You know, for those that don't know, they do the, they have the corner on the camera and the accessories as mice and trackballs and a variety of other things for computers.
Right. And a positive there is with the, you know, with the increased use of webcams, you get a positive there. But the negative is that Microsoft is coming into that space. So, you know, the earnings are no longer about what the earnings were. It's more about what the guidance is. So, you know, you have concerns on a lot of different things.
Yeah, the big issue on Logitech, my two cents on it, the reason why I didn't pick it up was because many of the current laptops and I think eventually monitors are going to have cameras built in. And that may be a concern for Logitech. In addition to that, if you look at any of the fundamentals on Logitech, their PEG ratio is a bit hot, and they really see a nice run-up over the last number of months. And I just question whether or not they can maintain that kind of level of momentum with considering the fact that there is some weakness in that area. But that's my two cents.
Right. And as you and I have now been discussing, it's a risk-reward. And the positive is that if a company like Logitech, a company like Options Express, if they do surprise, they will pop. You know, if they don't, you know, can you find a situation where your risk is mitigated? And that's what I try to do, sometimes successfully, sometimes unsuccessfully. Thankfully, now we're in week 7, thankfully over the past 6.5 weeks, I've been fortunate enough to be right more than I'm wrong, but this is a very risky type situation. That's why I want to make sure, especially for your listeners, that I clarify that no one thinks I'm saying do this, you know, all with your real money, because of the risk that's associated with them.
Yeah, and this part of the podcast, the special edition, really is a lot of fun just to help out people get an idea of what trading and really risk-based trading is all about. And clearly, I agree with you that this is not to be done in the real world. This is something that is for fun, and you know what? You can make money. Listen, you're in fourth place right now, and you're, I'm sure, smelling that million-dollar grand prize on the end, and it's got to be something that gets you excited. But anyway, listen, maybe we could check back soon. We're trying to keep these special editions short so we can get a lot of them in daily. So hopefully, I wish you luck, and you know, hopefully you're going to be taking all the money in the end, and maybe we can get some other insights from you as we move forward through this competition.
I hope that that's the case.
All right, listen, hey, thanks for joining us, and thank you for listening to the Disciplined Investor podcast, where we're trying to help you through the CNBC Market Challenge to get you some a little bit of tips on maybe how you can win and sneak up the leaderboard to get that $1 million or that $10,000 weekly prize. So listen again tomorrow for our picks. Again, today, IGT is the pick prior to the market close on Wednesday, and that is April 18th, 2007. Have a great day and good investing.
If you like what you hear, we want to know. Go to our show's listing on either iTunes or your favorite podcast directory and leave us feedback and a rating. The more feedback we have, the higher our position on the charts. Think of it as the price of admission. It only takes a minute and helps us understand more about what interests you. Keep our blog and podcast popular, and we'll keep providing you with great investment ideas. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.